Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keithy Langston, and this week we are rolling right along with the 80s one-hit wonders. And of course, how can we not do a week of one-hit wonders from bands from the 1980s or songs from the 1980s without pulling out this old gem? And of course, I'm talking about Men Without Hats. And that is the Safety Dance. So if you want to go ahead and hit play in 3, 2, 1, we're going to talk a little bit about this beyond bizarre, goofy video, goofy song altogether. And maybe even we'll mention one of the more famous spoofs songs or of this song. So Safety Dance was a song by the Canadian band, new wave synth pop band, Men Without Hats. It was released in 1982 as the second single from the Rhythm of Youth album. It was written by lead singer Ivan Doroshuk after he had been ejected from a club for pogo dancing. So, all you pogo enthusiasts out there, there you go. This actually entered into the Canadian Top 50 in February of 1983, peaking at number 11 on May 14th. In the meantime, the Safety Dance was released in the U.S. on March 16th, but did not enter the U.S. charts for a few months. When it finally did, the record became a bigger hit than it had been in Canada, spending 4 weeks at its peak position of number three in September and October of 1983 and staying on the Billboard Hot 100 for 24 weeks. It also reached number one on Cashbox, as well as number one on the Billboard Dance chart. So hey now, how about that for the Safety Dance? I mean, it also peaked at number one in Denmark. It peaked at number one in Portugal, South Africa. Number one, like I said, in the U.S. Billboard Hot Dance Club Play. Number three in Sweden. I mean, it's single digits in a lot of places. Ireland, number three. Israel, number eight. New Zealand, number two. So lots of very, very amazing numbers all over the world. So yeah, absolutely. It's a certified gold album in Canada and in the United Kingdom. No certifications in the US, but that's okay. This is obviously been, like I said, spoofed or parodied several times over. Most notably, Weird Al Yankovic in 1984 released a parody called The Brady Bunch on his album In 3D, and that was a kind of a big hit. One of the ones that I prefer to talk about is from back in the goofs on the Howard Stern days. They had the Sulu Dance, and it would be Mr. Sulu kind of talking and singing in kind of an odd way. So the Sulu Dance, Sulu. But the music video itself, let's talk a little bit about that. It's kind of like an awesome Renaissance fair with the lead singer Ivan Doroshuk traveling around the village orchestrating a Morris dance, which is kind of an English folk dance. It was directed by Tim Pope, and it was shot in a village in Wiltshire, England. MTV had been on the air for about 2 years when they started playing this video in 1983. They were on their way to becoming an irreverent voice of youth culture, playing lots of videos by superstars like Michael Jackson and The Police, but also introducing some wacky, lesser-known, and usually foreign artists with bonkers videos. This fits that category very well. So I think it's kind of cool. The last thing I want to say is Ivan Doroshuk told the radio station Boom 97.3 in Toronto, "The song was really written about me after I got kicked out of a bar in Ottawa. I got kicked out for pogoing to the B-52's Rock Lobster. It was the dying days of disco, and I got kicked out of the bar and went home and wrote this. I think it's a message that kids still want to hear today. Yeah, it is safe to dance." So that is the Safety Dance, Men Without Hats. So enjoy that for you this week, and please check us out here on the rest of this this theme week for one-hit wonders of the 80s, and everything else that we have here on the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day on the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I'm your host, Keithy Langston. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.